A major shakeup could be happening to the Toronto Raptors as head coach Darko Rajakovic revealed that a lineup change is likely happening within this next week. So we're going to break down his quote, how the Raptors could be looking different, you know, after the next couple of games, and as well as a nice little debut, a well-anticipated debut coming to this Raptors 905 team. So lots of stuff to break down. Without further ado, let's jump to the first topic of discussion. The first thing we're taking a look at is a major change coming to the Toronto Raptors. Now, people have been calling for shakeups. People have been calling for trades and all that type of stuff, but that's not the only way the Raptors can sort of change up what they're doing. And obviously, we'll be covering all the trade rumors, the reports, and all that type of stuff. And if you're a part of the over half of our viewers that aren't subscribed to the channel, it would mean the world to me if you guys could hit that sub button. But we'll also be taking a look at potential sort of lineup changes that are happening, specifically when Darko Rajakovic comes out with quotes like this, as he basically said that he's open to changing up his starting unit, but wants to give this group another game or so to figure it out. It's not something that's completely off the table. The Raps starters have currently been outscored in 6 of the last 7 games, and they're minus 38 in 111 minutes over that span. And clearly, this isn't just an issue that's been going on over the last 7 games. The Raptors have really struggled at the starts of games, coming out lethargic, just getting beaten up by other teams' sort of starting units game in, game out. And for a team in the Toronto Raptors that is regarded as one of those rosters without a lot of depth, it's really important, given our top talent, you know, how top heavy this team is in theory, right, for this starting unit to really dominate. Well, really, it's not necessarily the bench that's been coming in and changing everything up, even though in the last, well, not against the Knicks, but the game prior, but the bench should have probably closed that game, and Darko took some heat for taking out guys like Precious in that one. But, you know, the bench unit's been inconsistent, but it's been the mixed lineups that have been playing well. So that has led some speculation about should there be a shakeup in this lineup. And apparently, Darko Rajakovic is open to one of these sort of line changes, one of these adjustments. And personally, I think it has to happen immediately, like right now. It should have happened yesterday, because the Toronto Raptors right now are in a situation where they have a lot of talent, as I've mentioned. Heck, it hasn't even been that down of a year for a lot of our top guys, obviously with the exception of Gary Trent Jr. and Pascal Siakam's three-point shot specifically, but the Raptors have some talent on this roster, and this core group, or at least a similar core group, just a couple seasons ago made the playoffs, fought against the Philadelphia 76ers in the first round, despite being injured, despite all that type of stuff, right? They played some well. They played well. They fought well against the Sixers, brought it to Game 6, all that type of stuff. So this core group has shown flashes of potential, and obviously Poeltl's in now, and Fred VanVleet's also out of the mix, and Dennis Schroeder's added to this team. So it is a different squad, a different looking roster, but our top guys, I say all that to say, the Raptors' top guys have some talent. We aren't a horrific team, and that's why they're always in trade rumors. That's why the Raptors are always thrown out as one of these teams that could be making a blockbuster deal, because we have guys that are coveted across the NBA. It's just the Raptors haven't been able to figure it out and put everything together. And that's now on Darko Rajakovic to do everything he can to maximize the lineups, maximize this team before we really nuke things up and try things out with either a different team or a completely sort of blown up roster and make a push for the bottom six, so we have the highest potential of keeping our first round draft pick for this year. But looking at the lineup changes and basically who's currently on this Toronto Raptors roster, I mean, again, Pascal Siakam, Scottie Barnes, and OG Anunoby, there's no world where any of those guys are going to be moved to the bench. And personally, I don't know if Jakob Poeltl, really, there's an option for him to be moved to the bench either, because if we're running OG at center, if we're running back to Pascal Siakam at center, I mean, those lineups just didn't really work game in, game out over the course of last season before we acquired Poeltl, so I don't really like the idea of that. But then you also look at the starting unit and you say, hey, Dennis Schroeder is a guy that has been playing well, and we already discussed to death about his relationship with Darko Rajakovic, but personally, I could see Dennis Schroeder potentially being the guy if this lineup, given the quote from Darko Rajakovic saying that a lineup change could be happening, I think he's the first and most likely guy to be moved to the bench. Now, what does that mean for this Raptors team? Who the heck is going to be sort of replacing Dennis Schroeder in that starting lineup? And the first guy that comes to your mind that might come to me, so let's get Starboy Gary Trent Jr. back into that starting lineup, get him sort of going a little bit, boost the confidence, all that type of stuff. Well, while that might be the case and might be the right move, and then he pushed Scotty Barnes to the point guard position, which has been something Raptors fans have been clamoring for a couple years, just to see how it works. Run it for 10 games and see how the Raptors sort of look with the big lineup, the big switchable lineup, and Scotty Barnes running that lane. So that is definitely an option. That is personally the lineup I wouldn't mind seeing and sort of shakeup happening there. But, and this might be crazy to say, this might be a little bit ludicrous, just a wild out there take. At least it definitely would have sounded like that if I said it 2 months ago. But personally, I would not be shocked, especially with the way Gary Trent Jr. has been playing this year, if the lineup changes Darko Rajakovic is alluding to, or the one that could actually happen, might be Malachi Flynn getting inserted into that starting lineup. And hear me out before you close off this video and talk about Malachi, why would that happen? What are we doing with this, Ben? Stop talking crazy. Well, yes, Dennis Schroeder is better than Malachi Flynn. He has been this season, though Malachi Flynn has stepped up and things along those lines. But Flynn, for his one like thing that he's really executed well, and you can go back to his rookie season, running the pick and roll with Ken Birch and all these types of things, Malachi Flynn can really run an offense, especially when he's out there with solid players, right? Not just a completely depleted bench unit. And as his confidence has grown over the course of the season, so has his ability to just sort of be calm. You know, he's not putting up insane numbers this season by any means. I mean, Malachi Flynn's averages this year in 16 minutes per night, it's only 5 points per game, you know, 2 rebounds, 2.3 assists. So you're not going to look at Malachi Flynn and say, hey, that's a starting caliber point guard averaging 5 points per game there. But the thing about it is he brings sort of that just calmness that Dennis Schroeder's trying to play fast. He's been a sixth man in the NBA and has thrived in that role. You look back to his season with the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's one of the best seasons of his career coming off the bench. Last season with the LA Lakers, he came off the bench for most of that season. You know, if he could be the spark plug coming off the pine for the Toronto Raptors, and then Flynn is just out there to get the ball into the hands of Scotty, get the ball in the hands of OG Anunoby, that might be the right push, the right move for this Toronto Raptors team. So, I don't know. It's not something that I think is the perfect, is going to change everything. It's going to turn this team from sort of an 11th seed bottom feeder to top of the Eastern Conference, but the Raptors have to try something different. And Flynn, you know, being inserted that starting unit, right, then you have the firepower of Gary and Schroeder coming off the bench there, and, you know, more passing happening. Schroeder's been taking a lot of shots for this Raptors team, so it's something, it might be like a crazy theory, it might be something wild, a mad scientist move that be thrown out there, but personally, I want to see a shakeup to these lineups before we start dealing away players or pennies on the dollar. So let me know what you guys think about that potential deal going down. But we also have a little well-anticipated return for our debut. Well-anticipated debut, not return for the Raptors, as Raptors 905, as Justice Winslow is finally going to make his Raptors debut. News came out today that a former NBA lottery pick makes season debut for the Raptors G League team. So Justice Winslow will make his season debut, you know, to Tuesday night. So that's going to be an interesting thing. So that's happening tonight here. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for the Raptors 905. And Darko Rajakovic spoke out on it, saying that Justice is a player who has wealthy experience in the NBA and has a lot of talent. It's going to be very important to maintain his health, but also playmaking, decision-making, playing together, tougher on the defensive end, and just somebody who is a good connector. So again, 905 players, they sometimes get brought up, they sometimes don't, but he's a guy with a lot of potential in the NBA. He's dealt with some injuries. He's actually been pretty good when he's been healthy in recent seasons. So let me know what you guys think about Justice Winslow. Improves the free throw shooting, improves the jump shooting a little bit. Could be a guy I'd like to see sort of in this Raptors system, but let me know what you guys think about all this Toronto Raptors news. You guys are the best to make it this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. I'm signing out. Cheers.